Hello?
Hey, Shaul?
Yes.
Hey, brother. You scared me, man. I was like, shoot, man. I know you're in New York, but what happened to Shaul? You went MIA on me. We've been trying to get a hold of you for your client interview call, brother, and your phone was like, I don't know if maybe you had lost it or it was just off or what have you.
No. You know, to be honest with you, I was working in an area where I really, really don't have any service at all.
Service. Oh, okay. I hear you. Nah, but yeah, I got worse a lot there.
Cause, home today.
You know when people end up, their phones go off and you cannot hear from them for a few days in New York, it's usually not a good sign. You know what I mean? So I was like, man,
I
sent you an email, all that good stuff. So what I want to do is I got to get some information. I want to make sure that we get you set up for your client onboarding call, right? Because that's going to be real important for us. So give me 1 second. Let me see if they're available. Let's see. So first thing I got to do is I got to send you out a form real quick. So there goes that one. Okay, so what I'm probably going to want to do here, I sent out that, that's your terms and conditions, right? So we're going to get that one signed. So that way, do you have time to do the 30 to 45 minute call, or are you wanting us to set this up with all this stuff that you had already provided us as far as, I'll go through it.
You
right
know, what would it be a really, really good time for me? It'll be tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm going to be pretty much off all day.
Okay, that'll be perfect. I can set you up for tomorrow. Great. Okay, let me do this.
Yeah, if we can do like best if we can do that around 12 midday, that'll be awesome.
Midday, okay. 12, you're in New York, okay. So I'm going on behind, so it's 12. Okay, so I'm gonna set you up for 12. 12 tomorrow. That's gonna be your time, noon. And then if you could do me a favor, that form that I sent you, you should be able to click on it. Did you receive it through text message?
We'll send you a copy of your invoice.
Yeah, were you able to get that one? So if you click on it, it should have some terms and conditions.
Local flash terms and experience or something? Is that
Yes, that one. So yeah, if you can go ahead and open that one, if you can click that one on that one for me and fill it out for me, that'd be great. That way tomorrow when we get on the call, that one's ready to go and we can just, you know, expedite it, you know, get through the call quickly. That way we don't take up too much of your time.
So all I have to do is I agree to the terms?
Yes, and those are the ones that we went over, like the voice verification, things like that.
And then click here and type your name. Oh, okay. And confirm, right?
Yes.
Okay, give me a second. Amounts, the payment, give me 1 sec. I'll certify that. Okay. So where it says
you don't want me, right, Shaul? If I can't get a hold of you, I'm not going to stop till I do, right? I'm gonna make sure that we go ahead.
Yeah. So I already agree with all the terms, but where it says click here and type your name, I'm doing that, but it's not. Where is it? Then I hit confirm signature, but it's not taking me anywhere.
Okay, let me just check and refresh and see if it went there. Bear with me, let me see.
Hey, and one more thing. So I think you guys misspelled my last name with a D instead of a B.
A-B-Z-U-N is what I have it listed here. Did it go out different in your terms and condition?
Yeah, it says what it says, signature, then says your name, Saul Adsun, to agree, please. Electronically signed the document by typing your name exactly as it be. Oh, maybe that's why it's not letting me, because I'm doing with B.
Yeah, but I need to, and that's strange because I see it on my side. Let me update it here. I see the B here, A-B-Z-U-N, but it's probably on the other side, so I just need to open up that file.
You know, like we're like all the way down to where the or to where I have to check the agreement.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says signature, then your name, Saul Adsun. And it says to agree, please electronically sign this document by typing your name exactly as it appears below and click confirm. So maybe that's why it's not letting me, because I'm doing with B.
Yeah, with the B. Yeah, so I'm going here and I'm looking at all of the different areas that we have your name listed, because somewhere is going to have that D instead of the B, and I need to change that. I think I found it. Okay. So now I'm going to resend that one out, and it should have it corrected.
Okay. So, okay.
One sec. There it goes.
Okay. Right, now I see it. Let's try again. So, awesome. There you go. But now it says, welcome to with local splash.
There you go.
It took me to a page where I have to sign up with or sign in with a username and password.
Yeah. So no worries. We're going to go ahead and we'll get you your logins and all that. That's going to be like your dashboard and things like that. So we'll get you those in your client onboarding call. But the biggest thing was we wanted to get that terms and conditions signed for us, right?
Okay,
so yeah, so we got that one signed. Now I went ahead and I sent you out another calendar invite for tomorrow. Did you see that one yet?
Let me see. No, I haven't gotten yet. I don't have that one.
Okay, the email I sent it to was SABZUN 1111.
Oh, I was expecting a text message. All right, let me go.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because this was going to go for your calendar.
5th out of here. Thursday, April 3rd. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thursday, April 3rd. That'll be 12 noon your time.
Yeah, 9 a.m. New York, right? Something like that.
Yeah, 9 a.m. my time, correct, because I'm in California.
Oh, okay. Perfect. So I'll be expecting.
Okay, great. Well, I do appreciate you for taking my call, and then, yeah, I'll be reaching out to you in the morning so we can get that taken care of, all right? Have a good day, brother.
Yeah.